This year's Culture Night programme will be revealed today with artists, dancers and musicians gathering at the National Gallery of Ireland and a new bespoke mural from artist Chloe Wee. This will be the 19th Culture Night and it takes place on September 20th. On the line now is Maureen Kennelly, Director of the Arts Council. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Paul.
1,700 events taking place around the country. It's a staggering total.
That's right. And in fact, that was the total events that happened last year. We're expecting that we may even surpass that this year. And over 1.2 million people engage with Culture Night in 2023. So now in our 19th year, we're hoping that people will come out in force to celebrate really the incredibly rich artistic landscape that we have in Ireland.
Every year you try and do something a little bit different. This year's programme embraces diversity. How so?
It does. And we're keen that this is as inclusive a programme. Really, it's like a one day festival for everybody in Ireland to explore the rich artistic expression that's on their doorstep. So, for example, in Clare, we've got songs and stories from the Spa in the Pavilion in Listunvarna, which will feature performances by singers Kathleen Malone and Theresa Garrahy. And will also feature traditional Ukrainian singing and dancing, and also a special performance from the residents of King Thomond Direct Provision Centre. And in Dublin, Culture Night explorers can access a wonderful event at the Pavey Point Traveller and Roma Centre, which is on North Charles Street, just off Mountjoy Square. And in that event, travellers will demonstrate some of the traditional skills that are needed for camp life. It's an outdoor event, and it'll also feature recipes from Pavey Peck, which is a cookbook by traveller women. So we're really keen to involve just the wide array of artists and audiences that are involved in Ireland's artistic life.
Now, I believe prisoners are participating this year. How's that been done?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago, we introduced a new initiative called Read More, whereby we select 40 titles by Irish or writers based in Ireland. And in the first year, we gave them free to travellers on buses and trains. Last year, we worked with the HSE to deliver them to patients in hospitals. This year, we're working with the Irish Prison Service to deliver these books free to people in prisons, in every prison in Ireland. And of course, this is to make sure that people who can't actually access Culture Night can actually have an engagement with it this year. We're really excited about that initiative.
How do you actually judge is to be a success after like so much activity taking place right across the country?
We do very in-depth surveys with people who are involved. There is an enormous number of people involved behind the scenes. I want to pay tribute to them, people who are organising artistic events day in, day out, and they really go the extra mile for Culture Night. And we survey them and we survey the artists, and the artists are terrific. They also deliver hugely for Irish audiences. So we're always keen to see what can we do better. And we were delighted that last year there was a 38% increase in audience from the previous year. So it's growing year on year, and the levels of satisfaction from audiences are also very high.
Does all this activity have a price tag?
No, it's absolutely free to the public. So it is like the most generous act possible from the Irish artistic community to the Irish public. So it's a way of giving back, and it's also a way of the public experimenting and trying something new on Friday, September 20th, that they mightn't include in their normal artistic life.
And how do they find out what's going on, given there is so much going on?
There is a huge array of information available on culturenight.ie, but I'd also encourage people to explore their local newspapers, local radios, talk to their local arts officers, to all the wonderful festivals and the arts centres throughout the country that the Arts Council is delighted to support.
It's an unfair question, but do you have a personal favourite this year?
Well, there's something particularly special happening on Skellig Mhíle, whereby the wonderful musician Colin McInerney and the singer-songwriter David Gray will be performing. Obviously, nice. Access to Skellig Mhíle is pretty limited, so courtesy of yourselves and RTE, that'll be made available to everybody in Ireland.
Maureen Kennelly, Director of the Arts Council, thank you so much for joining us.